presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Fellas, doesn't the roar of that plane give you a thrill? Doesn't your heart beat a little faster every time you see one of Uncle Sam's giant birds flying high over the rooftops? I'll bet it does. And I'll bet you know how those planes are playing the biggest part of any single instrument in this quick-moving war. And those boys piloting our nimble-wing P-40s and our long-range flying fortresses, believe you me, they know how to fly. They know how because they've spent many hours in learning how to fly. Learning to fly well enough to be entrusted with a man-sized job of winning this war. The Army and the Navy Air Forces know you can't become a flyer overnight. It takes many, many months of preparation. Many months even before a cadet is allowed to touch a plane. That's why the Air Forces so heartily endorse the program of pre-flight training in high schools. These courses make it possible for you fellas in high school, even though you're only 16 to 18 years of age, to begin learning now as part of your high school course the things you would start learning if you enlisted in either the Army or Navy Air Forces. Pre-flight training in high schools includes courses in physical training, military drill, aerodynamics, meteorology, navigation, and other subjects that airmen must know. Fellows who take these courses in high school save themselves and the Air Forces many valuable hours later on if they should enlist as air cadets. And you can do that too. Remember that even if you never fly one of Uncle Sam's bombers or fighter planes, the knowledge you gain from your high school aviation courses will fit you for the peacetime expansion of aviation in which America and American men are going to play a worldwide and leading part. Pre-flight training courses are now being formed in high schools all over the country. Find out if your school is offering them. If not, speak to your principal about it and ask him to include them in the curriculum for your next semester. Now, if he wants more information, he may write to the United States Office of Education in Washington, D.C. America needs flyers. And now to our story. Summoned to Hanley Field on a mysterious assignment, Hop Harrigan and Tank Tinker boarded an early train and were en route when Hop received a telegram from Captain Clark, acting commander at the field, to get off the train at Oakdale, where he would meet them. Previously, Hop had learned from reading a newspaper that a cargo plane had been mysteriously forced down the previous day, and putting two and two together, the boys decided that that was why they had been called in. But even at that very moment, unknown to them, a second cargo plane had suddenly gone into a dive and was now a mass of twisted wreckage on desolate Pine Mountain. As we continue today, Hop and Tank's train has just pulled out of the Oakdale station, and the boys are standing on the platform looking around for Captain Clark. In a few moments, a ramshackle, dust-covered car drives up, and an unshaven man slips from behind the wheel and approaches them.
Are you two gentlemen looking for Captain Clark?
That's right.
Well, the captain sent me down for you. Are these your bags?
Yes, but where is Captain Clark?
Well, he's up in the hills. I'll load these bags in the back, and we can all sit up in front.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
What do you mean, up in the hills?
Well, up yonder. You all set?
Would you mind putting those bags down until we get something cleared up here?
You heard what Hop said, mister. Put those bags down or
all right, Bob. Now, don't need to get sore. I'm just doing like I was told.
By whom?
What do you mean?
Who told you to pick us up at the station?
Oh, Captain Clark.
And where did you say Captain Clark was?
Look, Bob, I'm just a fella that drives a car, that's all. I don't know from nothing.
But you told us a moment ago that Captain Clark was up in the hills. What hills?
Up there. You see them hills?
What's Captain Clark doing up in the hills?
Well, how should I know? I ain't no mind reader.
Say, is there a public telephone in that station, Tank?
Yeah, I'll take a look. Yeah, there's a phone, Hop.
Okay. You wait here, mister. I gotta make a call before we go up in the hills.
Well, that suits me.
Come on, Tank. Close the door.
This is some railroad station. Not even an agent to sell tickets.
Yeah, I think there's something phony about the whole setup. I'm going to call Clark and Hanley.
But he can't be there. He wired you to meet him here.
I wonder whether he did. Got any change?
Yeah, loads of it. Yeah, how much do you want?
Oh, 60 or 70 cents. Dimes, nickels, quarters, you know.
Here.
Thanks.
Hey, Hop.
What's the matter?
That guy's driving away. Look, through the window.
Well, I'll be... I knew there was something rotten in Denmark. Let's get the call through before he comes back with a couple more plug uglies.
And the telegram was a phony.
And that's what it looks like. Hello, operator. I'm calling Hanley Field in Washington. Hanley, H-A-N-L-E-Y. That's right. I want to talk with Captain Ashton Clark. Put it through as fast as you can, will you, please? It's important. How much? 75. Oh, give me another quarter tank, will you?
Yeah. Here.
All right, operator, I'm depositing 75.
I can't seem to figure this out, Hop. If Captain Clark didn't send that telegram, who did?
Well, you're supposed to be the detective.
Oh, now, cut it out. I ain't even read less than one yet. Say, you think maybe it was someone who didn't want us to get in on this mystery crash business?
That's what it probably is. Oh, why are they so slow? Keep a sharp lookout, Tank. That bird may come back with reinforcements. Oh, hello? Hello?
Hello. Captain Clark speaking.
Oh, Captain Clark, this is Hop Harrigan.
Oh, yes. Where are you, Harrigan?
At Oakdale.
Oakdale? What are you doing there?
Well, I received a telegram on the train instructing me to get off at Oakdale and meet you. It was signed with your name.
What?
Yes, sir. Then when Tinker and I got here, there was a man waiting, and he said you were up in the hills and that he was sent down to take us to you.
I never sent any telegram, and I'm not up in the Oakdale Hills. Someone's either pulling your leg or...
Or what, sir?
Well, we won't discuss it over the phone. I'm glad you called, however. There's been more trouble. I'm leaving immediately by transport. It'll save time if I can pick you two up at the Vanderbilt Field. It's 8 miles from Oakdale. I'll be there within the hour. Get to the field somehow. Is that all clear?
Yes, sir. Vanderbilt Field, 8 miles from Oakdale.
Right. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir. Come on, Tank. We gotta make tracks.
Where are we going?
Vanderbilt Field, 8 miles from here. Yeah, grab one of these bags. I'll take the other.
8 miles which way, Hop?
Well, which way did that guy drive off?
North, that way.
Then we go south, that way. Come on, Captain Clark's meeting us at the field in an hour. We got to get there somehow.
Did you have much trouble getting to the field, Harrigan?
Oh, a little. We walked 3 miles in the wrong direction. But luckily, a milk truck came along and picked us up.
There's no question in my mind but that the telegram you received on the train was a ruse to get you into enemy custody. How they learned you were reporting to Hanley Field is a mystery to me. However, that's not the only mystery. You said you saw the morning paper?
Yes, sir. There's something about a cargo plane being forced down. The report wasn't very complete.
We're trying not to release too much information because it's all a little strange, almost like black magic. The plane suddenly ran into what the pilot called a ball of fire. Luckily, he managed to bring his plane down. The second one wasn't that fortunate.
Second one? You mean two planes were forced down, sir?
Yes, Tinker. That's why we're rushing west this way. A second cargo ship crashed just 2 hours ago in the same area.
Crashed?
Jumping jennies.
The co-pilot was killed instantly, but the pilot, Ed Hawley, was thrown clear. He's badly hurt, but still alive.
Well, where is he now, sir?
In the hospital at Lincoln. That'll be our first stop. I hope we're not too late.
This way, Captain Clark. Gentlemen, we have Mr. Hawley in a private room.
How is he, Doctor?
I'm afraid it's only a matter of time, Captain. We've done all we can.
I'm sure you have. Is he conscious?
Only at intervals. Semi-coma. He keeps repeating the same thing over and over again. Here's the room. Enter as quietly as you can.
Yes, of course.
Oh, my belly. Heat.
You see? And that's what he keeps repeating. Something about light and heat.
Did the plane burn when it crashed, Captain Clark?
Yes, it did.
And Mr. Hawley suffered only one burn on his right cheek.
May we move a little closer to the bed, Doctor?
Yes, of course.
Light. Heat and light. Light. Heat.
He stopped now.
And that's all he's been saying?
So the nurses tell me.
What do you make of it, Harrigan?
Well, he must be referring to the fire. Light and heat. And yet you say he was thrown clear.
If he was thrown clear, how'd he get the burn on his cheek?
I think you've got something there, Tinker. Was it a bad burn, Doctor?
Quite bad. Nothing, however, compared to the internal injuries he suffered.
Is he liable to awaken again?
There's no telling.
I suggest then, Harrigan, that we get to the scene of the crash before dark. Doctor, I'd like a nurse stationed at the bed. Have her jot down everything he says. We'll return as soon as possible.
Very good, Captain.
It will take all of an hour to reach the scene of the crash, Harrigan. We'd better hurry.
Come on, Tank.
Right behind you.
It certainly is windy up here on the mountain. Well, Harrigan, now that you've examined the wreckage, what do you think?
Well, I don't know what to think, sir. As you say, it's all a little strange. Both accidents occurred in this vicinity, didn't they?
Within the radius of 50 miles.
Both over Pine Mountain.
That's right. See any sign of wing failure in the wreckage?
Well, it's difficult to tell. Everything's so horribly burned. Well, that fire must have been terrific. Look at that windshield. It's just a twisted glob.
Say, what happened to Tinker?
I guess he wandered off. Hey, Tank. Tank, where are you?
Right here, behind the boulder. I think I found something. You better take a look.
What can he have found over there?
I don't know. Shall we look?
Might as well. Watch your footing. It's dangerous.
Well, what do you got, Tank?
Look, one of the props that was thrown clear when the plane crashed.
Well, that often happens. Engines have been ripped out and hurled hundreds of feet from the actual crash.
Yes, I know, sir, but look at the prop. Look what happened to it.
You mean it's bent out of shape, Tank?
No, it's more than just bent out of shape. It's melted.
Well, after all, Tinker, the plane caught fire and the prop's aluminum.
Wait a minute. Tank's right. There's no reason why this propeller should be melted. It was thrown clear of the crash. It never got near the fire.
Well, it seems that despite all of Hop's good-natured kidding about Tank wanting to become a detective, he has stumbled on something important. How did the aluminum propeller happen to melt if it was thrown clear of the fire? There's something brewing here, so don't miss a single word of tomorrow's episode. Same time, same station. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Hop Harrigan is a top-notch flyer, an expert. Now, you fellas know what an expert is, but let me quote Webster's Dictionary. An expert is one who is skilled. In other words, someone who does his job just a little bit better. The fellow who has that extra something. How did Hop get to be an expert in such a skilled and highly technical field as aviation? There's only one answer. He was thoroughly trained in the groundwork, the fundamentals, while he was still a youngster. You air-minded high school juniors and seniors, you boys who want to join the Army or Navy Air Forces when you're a little older, you boys and girls who are looking ahead to a career in aviation, all of you can get the necessary basic training by taking the pre-flight training courses now being established in high schools in the United States. If pre-flight training courses have not yet been started in your school, get your folks, your friends, your high school principal interested. If he wants additional information, he may write the United States Office of Education, Washington, D.C. America needs flyers.
CX-4 to control tower. CX-4 to control tower. Standing by.
Control tower to CX-4. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan taking off. See you tomorrow. Same time, same station.
Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. Hop Harrigan has come to you from New York. This is the Blue Network.